Next is a progress note on Rick McLaughlin. Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was April 20, 2023. The paragraph, Mr. McLaughlin was seen regarding old head injury, comma, seizure history. Hypertension and debility, impairment history. Mr. McLaughlin himself denies new complaints, period. There's no new concerns for the nursing staff, and he denies any pain, dyspnea, nausea, or abdominal pain, period. He continues to have the profound right hemiplegia and is also weak in left lower extremity. He has a slight movement of his left upper extremity, but not much, period. He had a previous old head injury, and he's severely cognitively impaired, period. There's been no reports of recent seizures, period. He didn't appear very anxious, and does, although he does have an anxiety disorder, period. His hypertension is controlled at the present time, with all readings recently being normal, period. I cannot listen from him any history of headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms, period. New paragraph, review of systems. There's no evidence of pain, dyspnea, vomiting, bleeding, or other complaints, period. No seizures. Examination, he's not distressed or in pain or ill-appearing acutely, period. Temperature 97.5, pulse 60, respiratory rate 18, blood pressure 136/78, oxygen saturation 95%. Head and neck exam, oral mucosa normal. Lungs, diminished breath sounds, no wheezes, period, no wheezes or crackles, no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender, neurologic. He has complete right hemiplegia and limited movement of his left upper extremity, but not much, period. He is bed-bound, period.
He's always in his, recliner or in bed.
Okay. He is wheelchair-bound and he needs a Hoyer lift for transfers, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. McLaughlin has had an old head injury with severe debility, as noted, period. He needs a Hoyer lift and is in a wheelchair or in bed, period. He has a history of seizures and a history of mood disorder and is on Depakote 500 milligrams every 8 hours. And Trileptal 600 milligrams twice a day, period. He's on Lexapro. Milligrams daily for depression, period. Three, he has hypertension. I'll continue Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Plus Norvasc 10 milligrams daily. Period. Four, he's had previous psychosis in the past, but doesn't seem psychotic now, period. Five, he has peripheral neuropathy, and I will continue gabapentin 100 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Thank you.